Welcome to part three of our credit series, where we're going to talk about the consumer versus mortgage credit reporting and how they're different and the possible score range. So Chris, you want to take this away?
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about a consumer credit score versus a mortgage credit score. Earlier, we had talked about FICO and kind of what algorithm that was. A mortgage credit report uses the FICO model, which is a more robust and all-inclusive model to calculate the risk of a particular borrower. They are going to weight things far differently than your other report. On a mortgage credit report, they are looking at everything from a holistic view. Have you not paid any of your credit cards? Have you not paid any of your installment debts, car loans, furniture loans, things like that? But they are going to put the most weight on, have you ever been late on a mortgage? A mortgage late will follow you and affect your score for about 36 months. And it's hard to get past that when it comes to a mortgage. Everything is going to be weighted differently, with mortgages being the highest, utilization ratio being the second highest. And then it kind of tiers down from there. Now, your consumer model that you see from your Capital One account card, that you see in Credit Karma, that you see in that, they actually use an algorithm called the VantageScore 3.0. So what this does is this takes different weights to different things. So they put the most weight into credit utilization ratio. That is going to be about 60% of the actual calculation on when they're looking at where to rate you. For example, there was one month that I had a lot of expenditures and I put a bunch of stuff on one card, knowing that I just really wanted the points and I was going to pay it off. Well, whenever that got reported, it pushed my utilization ratio up to like 80%, and it dropped my score like 90 points on the consumer model. I turned around, I paid that bill, it reported again, pushed me back up 100 points. You're going to see those swing wildly based on what is reported. Now, I believe TransUnion offers checks different accounts on a weekly basis, and Equifax checks accounts on a monthly basis whenever they are reported. You know, whenever you're looking at these things, you're going to notice that whenever you get into Credit Karma and you see your credit risk score is 780, and then you call Maya and say, hey, pull my credit, I have 780. And she calls you back and says, actually, we pulled a 750. The reason is because of what categories are weighted. So credit utilization is not weighted as highly in a mortgage credit report, but your payments on mortgages, future or previous housing, things like that, that's really going to be weighted far greater than anything else. And that's why you're rarely ever going to get the same credit score from a mortgage credit report or a site. Same thing actually goes for car dealerships. So whenever you go to purchase a vehicle and they pull your credit, all they really care about is, have you paid your car loans in the past on time? They will get a score, but that is what is going to be weighted the heaviest, because that is what they are selling you. They are selling you auto financing, and they want to make sure, okay, so you may have been late on a credit card here or there, but you're never late on your actual car loan. So they're going to see you as less of a risk because it's clear that you pay those loans before you pay the credit card debt. I think that should do it. Is there anything else that you want to add in there?
No, you did such a great job.
I know,
Oracle.
He just slayed it.
Mm-hmm. Right? No, Oracle, it was amazing.
No pop quiz.
Yeah, no pop quiz.
For everyone else out there, just to let you know, I am an encyclopedia of very random and useless knowledge, because I just read random things. So every once in a while, I'll throw out some facts and things like that just because I got curious and went down a rabbit hole and then remembered it all. But I think that pretty much.
Yes, I accuse him of that all of the time, as a matter of fact. It's the most random thing, and Chris will have the answer off the top of his head, no less. So he's not consulting Dr. Google, as I like to say. He is absolutely a walking encyclopedia of useless knowledge, except it's useful in the moment for that 1 second we're talking about.
Absolutely.
It. So
the Maya Group elephant. Yep.
That's right. That's right. So I'm just going to we'll close out the episode of talking about what the ranges for credit scores are. So on the low end, it's 300. I got to be honest. I've not seen a credit report myself with anything lower than a 4 in front of it. So the lowest credit score that I've ever seen was 450-ish. I can't remember exactly what the credit score was.
I got you beat.
Uh-oh. What was yours?
I saw a 420 and I almost fell out of my chair. Yeah. I didn't, like, again, I know it goes to 300, but like, it's like that thing. It's like, you're never going to see it. It's a unicorn. And I saw one and I was like, it has to be a typo. And it was not a typo.
It is, right? It's pretty crazy, you know, because even on the credit report that I was looking at, I mean, this was someone who opened multiple trade lines, bought a car and never made one single payment and let it all go to collections. And that was it. Unfortunately, they were not eligible to purchase a home. And regardless of what I put into the rescoring software, it just wasn't going to work out. So I just gave a lot of advice on what to do over the next several years and then come back and let's look at it again. So 300, though, is, I think, technically the lowest credit score. 850 is the highest credit score that you can get. You know, it's interesting. As far as mortgages go, the highest credit score I've ever seen from a client is 830. And that was a client who was elderly, so probably somewhere around 70 years old. And I say that because they had a very long credit history without any blemishes, paid off mortgage, and they were just carrying a couple credit cards that they were paying off every month. And so even then, it still wasn't a perfect credit score. It was 830. So what's the highest credit score you've seen on your clients, Ange?
Same. The highest I've ever seen on anybody was 830. I've never seen an 850.
Okay, what about you, Chris? Have you seen anything higher than an 830 out there?
No, I don't think I have. I'm not sure it exists. No. I think that's the unicorn out there.
If someone the sees it, I want to see it.
That's right, right? So just to recap one more time on what we're talking about today, it was credit. And again, this is a much longer episode than most anything else that we're going to present to you because there's just so much to unpack here. Three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, the range anywhere from 300 to 850. We talked about, you know, hard versus soft credit inquiries. We talked about the credit mix, what's reported. We talked about utilization ratios and how that's weighted and how different trade lines are weighted, credit length history. We talked about credit rescoring, all of these things so that you can feel empowered to boost your credit scores. But if you have any questions, what should they do, Chris?
You can find us online at themayagroup.com or on the socials at themayagroup. Additionally, as a PSA, you as a consumer are entitled by federal law to one free report, credit report from each of the three bureaus per year. You can find that information on their separate websites that you can find online. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm leaving the buys in there.